Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Tim Hale. Welcome, Tim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tim is running for the Alaska legislature, in this case, a Senate seat F. And we're going to go through this process and ask you to identify your own purpose. Think about this. Mm-hmm. Identify your own purpose for running as you answer these questions. And the first one is, how do you see yourself working with others serving in the Alaska State Legislature? And a part of that to deal with is, how do you collaborate well across ideological divides?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I don't belong to a political party. So I have always had numbers of friends and relatives who belong to various, Republicans, Democrats. And I've always kind of tried to thread the middle path. I find that, especially lately, the ideological divide has gotten so great that it's very difficult for politicians in particular to work with each other. And I think part of the problem is the primary process. It seems like in order to win a primary, you have to be the reddest Republican or the bluest Democrat. And I think that really works towards dividing us. If I was to make it into the legislature, I would definitely be willing to work with anyone who is interested in developing a long-term, fair and sustainable fiscal policy for this state, not just for next year's budget, but for the future.
Okay. Well, thank you. Question number two, it follows right on. What's your perspective on the way the legislature functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose?
Well, one of the problems that we have is with the caucus system. There being only the majority caucus and the minority caucus. I think that when you join a caucus and you're in the majority or you're in the minority, there are certain issues, particularly the budget, where you're required to vote the way the caucus votes. And I think that is a huge problem. And people say, it's so there isn't a bunch of horse trading over the budget and everything like this. But I don't think that being a member of a group in there should require you to vote one way or another. That's one thing I would like to change. Another thing that is that kind of bothers me is that the leadership has to approve anything going to the floor for a vote. And if you don't belong to the majority, then your bill may not get heard. And I think that there is a method that has been used various other legislatures to petition as a whole to call a vote to the floor. For instance, like the Medicare reform bill that was never heard before the governor unilaterally expanded Medicaid. If that process had been in place, that bill probably could have been called to the floor for a up-down, yes-no vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is your opinion of coalitions in the legislature?
I'm a big fan of bipartisan, nonpartisanship. If there was to be a bipartisan, nonpartisan coalition in the state Senate this next session, I would join it in a heartbeat.
Okay. And you've spoken a little bit toward this, but there is a third question we have. How do you view your relationship with political parties, particularly in the sense of how political parties or ideology influences by either hampering or facilitating the work of the legislature?
Well, I think that this experience has been a real eye-opener for me, running without the backing of any political party. Mm-hmm. I have found that it might be much easier to do if you had, some folks who are organized and who had some experience doing this kind of thing. But I'm seriously considering starting a new political party here in Alaska, depending on the kind of reaction that I get this go around, and maybe trying to change the dynamic, the dialectic down there in Juneau to where, it's not a two-party majority-minority situation, but where people would have to work with other parties in order to form a government.
Okay. So how do you reach constituents, especially those feeling out of the public policy conversation, maybe those that feel disenfranchised, or even those who will vote for your opponent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I have been doing is knocking on doors, and I've knocked on – I lost track when I passed out my first batch of 1,000 flyers. Mm-hmm. But I have knocked on a lot of doors, and really the idea is to, you know, have a conversation with people. It's very rarely I have found when I knock on a door and I talk to someone, very rarely the first question is, you know, what political party do you belong to? Usually that conversation comes much, or that question comes much later in the conversation. So I don't think that, you know, people are quite as hung up on it as politicians are.
Okay. What do you think is more important, voting based on your constituents' concerns or your own conscience?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always been a constituent, and so the way that I vote for someone is that I feel like I can trust their judgment. And so the thing I think that you should do is, you know, you listen to your constituents, you talk to your constituents, you take their concerns under advisement, and you do your research. And when you have done your research, then when it comes down to it and it's you on the floor, you have to make a yes or no vote. And that vote has to be based on what you personally feel.
Okay. So I've asked you 4 questions. Do you have any comments or additions that you'd like to share with listeners?
Well, just that I think that this is really the kind of the same theme that I've been pursuing this whole time, is that we need to get away from this idea that either you're for us or against us. I think that that's a very unhealthy way of working, and I think that it has led to the situation that we're in. And I think that cooperation, because we're, you know, when it all comes down to it, we're all Alaskans. We're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're Alaskans, and we're there to do a job. And I think that we need a lot more cooperation.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here. I've been talking with Tim Hale, who's running in the race for Senate seat F in the Alaska State Legislature. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, today. Thank you for having me, Mike.